91.1. Download the app from the Play Store or iTunes. It's Hot 91.1's Hot Breakfast at 8:39.
Joining us now live from Rio in the streets of Copacabana, Paul Tyak, dad of Ryan Tyak, our first medalist and archer with a bronze medal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really well, Paul. Big congratulations. You must be feeling very proud as a dad today.
I'm feeling very, very proud. It was just so good seeing it live. It was just awesome.
So talk us through it. At what stage during the event did you think, oh, hang on, they're in with a chance here?
It was nail-biting sense all the way through. Ryan was just like an anchor. He just kept banging tens out just one after another. And that just kept the spirits up. And then, Taylor and... Alex shot some sevens and then shot a couple of duds off to the left, but Ryan kept pretty solid and, you know, that just kept him going and kept him in the winning, you know, so it was great, but it was right to the line, you know, so it was good.
Absolutely. And, of course, Ryan from Nambour here on the Sunshine Coast, part of the Aussie archery team who took out the first medal in Rio, winning bronze after defeating China 6-2. And big congrats as well to Ryan's mum, who is the coach.
This is true. She's been there for him the whole time. She got him off the computer when he was a young lad. He was a bit of a couch potato. And, you know, get out, boy. Get off the computer. And he had the choice. Because he played Age of Empires, his choices were either archery or fencing.
Yeah.
And he chose archery. And, within 12 months, he'd won his first junior medal, so pretty cool.
That's amazing. And Paul, is it true that Lynette, the coach, she knew nothing about archery until she picked up a book 13 years ago, read the book, and now she's one of our top coaches here in Australia?
She is.
Amazing.
She is, yes. She focused on it, and, she has people from around Australia come and visit her, and they stay for a week, and they go down to the little Sunshine Coast archery place and trains them up. Yeah.
Phenomenal. Well, if Age of Empires has done this for Ryan, can you only imagine what future Olympic activities are going to happen after the Pokemon Go phenomenon?
Oh, wow.
Very funny, Sam.
Paul, have you managed to get much sightseeing in, or do you have much sightseeing planned while you're there?
Yes. Jack and I have seen quite a bit. Right now we're sitting outside the Museum of Tomorrow, which is just phenomenal. That's on the Olympic Boulevard, as part of the Rio, Port of Rio revamp. It's a bit like South Bank. We've also been at Copacabana, we've been to the Bohemian area like Santa Teresa, with all the arts and music bars. And as for party places, a place called Lapa. And it's just like out of control. It's just thousands and thousands of people, and they just party all night and have a great time dancing and drinking.
And what's the main drink of choice in Rio?
Well, it's amazing. You know, I keep asking for scotch and coke, and they just look at me weird, you know. The sangrias and, but when they do work out that, you know, that they go, oh, whiskey, and like that Australian crawl song, the nips are getting bigger. They don't have nips in the class like we do. Fill the glass.
That's fantastic.
I'm paying for that.
That's amazing. Paul, the one good thing about you being there as well is that you missed out on census. Have you heard anything about census in Australia while you've been away?
I have.
Have you done your census?
We've done it by Braille, yes, and hopefully it'll work, yes.
He's been numbing his census while he's in Rio. That's what he's doing.
That's right. Mitch, that big, yes.
Well, Paul Tyak, dad of Ryan Tyak, the very first medal recipient of the Rio 2016 Games in the sport of archery. Congratulations, mate, and enjoy the rest of the time, and please pass on our love and congrats to Ryan.
I will do. Thank you, Marissa and Sam. Talk to you soon, eh?
Such a great local success story.
And we've got new breaking news straight out of Rio now that is, I think it's a little bit funny.
It's hilarious.
I think it's funny.
We'll fill you next. Stop 91.